Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I'm reading all the comments people are writing to my channels and will respond to some of them in future videos. Please look at the descriptions below the video. It contains links to my website where you can subscribe and donate. I thought I'd quickly respond to one of the viewers who wrote a comment on my video about Dylann Roof. On this video, this is my original one, Why Dylann Roof is Right, Why It's Underreact to Racial Threats. And this is on my American Crisis channel. And a woman started writing there, and she started saying, her name is Kathy, and she said, very interesting take on things. Conversely, what is baffling is people seem to think this is about the color of a person's skin. And then she went on to a whole bunch of other stuff about history rewritten and the reality and who was who. And it turns out she's some kind of Christian. I don't know if this is a black woman. Anyhow, I went and I wrote something back to her. And I wrote the following. I said, when you say something like, quotes, only the color of a person's skin, end quotes. Right there, you show a tremendous ignorance about science, inheritance, and DNA. If your skin color is different, then so is your IQ, your aptitude, and many other things. You really should study science and DNA sometime. DNA science proves that 70% of a baby's IQ is formed by the day it is born, regardless of the situation. So I suggest you begin taking race much more seriously. As for judgment coming to all men, because she's Christian and she goes on about it, all I see is that no judgment is coming to anyone, and the enemies of white people get away with everything all the time. It's time whites stood up for themselves. The judgment I'd like to see is our enemies swinging from a rope. Now that is the kind of judgment I can believe in. And I should add that it is very sad but true. I read that when Dylann Roof was sentenced, and he was sentenced to death, it was by a Jewish judge named Gergel. And I went and checked up. Gergel is a European Jewish name. I can't remember if it's Romanian or Polish. I think it might be Polish. But Dylann Roof was sentenced to death by a Jewish judge. And I am very sad about that. I'm very sad about that. And these people who come and say only the color of their skin, and when they start saying stuff like this, this is exactly the kind of stuff that Alex Linder is always talking about. He's always saying these Christians must start waking up to the fact that life is racial. And it seems to me large numbers of these Christians, exactly as per Alex Linder's criticisms, these large numbers of Christians are not racially aware. You do get other Christians like Christian Identity and those types. They are racially aware. And I know that quite a lot of Boers, without belonging to any particular church, they are racially aware. They actually read a racial message in the Bible. They come to that conclusion. My own parents were like that. And apartheid used to be like that. So it is very troubling that there are large numbers of Christians who are so behind on science, because things like inheritance and so forth, these things are a very critical part of science, and these are proven from long ago. And whites were talking about these things more than 100 years ago. 130 years ago, whites were already well aware of these things. In fact, even longer back than that, even further back than that, whites were fully aware of inheritance, racial characteristics. Racial science was correct. And all that's happened in the meantime is that everything has proven us to be correct. It is the Jews and the liberals and the commies and the blacks who are muddying the waters and trying to pretend that the truth is not the truth. And these people must stop talking like this. They're using a liberal line. Oh, it's only the color of your skin. If your skin color is different, it means your DNA is different. If your skin color is different, other things about your facial features and your body will be different. You will be different. Your racial features, your DNA, that stuff that it's just the color of your skin. The color of your skin is already a huge determining factor. You could say that the color of your skin is the best predictor of IQ that exists, because just the color of a person's skin already points to the IQ levels of that person. So really, these people who think that color of the skin is nothing, that's an Oprah Winfrey line. That's a Jew line. Okay, that's junk, right? When you start with that, only the color of a person's skin, okay, that's bullshit. That is already showing you're ignorant about science. That's your starting point for your ignorance. And if you go back into ancient history, I'm talking pre-Christian history, you'll see that the authors of those days and the people of those days were already checking other people out by their group characteristics. Group characteristics are a thing that is recognized for thousands of years. Now you want to get a bunch of people, and basically all these liberals and Jews are doing is they're just trying to make people stupid. They're trying to get you to unlearn the experiences of history, unlearn the facts of science. They're trying to dumb you down by telling you that what you know is wrong and that you need to adopt the opposite value. Everything they're doing is meant to make you more ineffective. And they're only doing it to confuse you and to let them move forward. The Jews are masters at coming along and fooling people and just conning people. That's all it is. It's just a con job. And they come with their Jew arguments, and their Jew arguments have got no scientific validity. The main logical trick that Jews use, the Jews use a number of different ones, but the one is to lie by omission. Another one is sophistry, which is you come up with something that sounds logical, but it isn't actually logical, and you con people on that basis because they don't know enough detail to actually counter all your points. And so if you pretend to have enough detail, then the other person might give in and accept your argument when actually your argument is wrong. But it's just because you're presenting it in such a bold way and with so many apparent facts that support it, when in fact no facts are supporting it. So people must be very careful of these liberal arguments. They're extremely dangerous. And I mean, there's that instance where Bill Clinton in the 1990s was in Oregon and he was saying to the people, in the future, the country is not going to be white, and everybody cheered. All these white people cheered their own deaths. And, you know, another Bill Clinton one is, our strength is in our diversity. Oh, yes, sure, our diversity is strength. In all of history, strength actually comes from compact groups that operate together. All of military history is nothing more than groups of men and these groups and what causes these groups to have strengths. You'll see it's the same lesson over and over again. And these people are coming and they are unlearning. They are taking things that are logical and proven and causing people to throw it into the rubbish bin. Look at we whites in Africa. We were completely right for the last 50 and 60 years. Where did that get us? We were completely right, and yet everybody came to us with Jew liberal commie arguments to say that we're wrong. Yet every single event has proven that we knew and were telling the truth 50, 60 years ago. And look at how this junk has been used to harm us, to destroy our lives, to make us lose all the power and things that we had. We've lost everything because we were fooled by con men who came with these types of arguments. And a lot of these Christians need to really start spending a lot more time looking into science. And I had an argument with some Christians a while back. I said to them that science has got lots of stuff in it that they need to be aware of. And they were very angry at some of the things I said. But then I made it clear to them. I said to them, because this occurred on cell phones, on my smartphone, and I said to these people, listen, if you don't take science seriously, why are you using this smartphone? Why are we even talking in this way? Absolutely everything that you have in your life comes from science. Everything that works in your daily life, everything that works comes from science. Now you want to come and shoot science down on certain things? Science has got the definitive answers on many things. And science is the very thing and the only thing that is giving whites the edge. Now here are whites who suddenly start dumping science, start dumping it, and they prefer to go and look it up in some scripture somewhere. Study your science, where the science is telling you certain things. Certain things are firmly proven. You can go back to see if it corroborates with your scriptures later, but be careful. Be careful to just throw science out the window. Science is actually the best friend of the right winger. Science is the best friend of all white people. It is science that has given us the edge over everybody and everything. It is science that works for us and is never treasonous. Science did not betray the Boer. Science did not betray the German, nor the Japanese, nor the Italians. Science did not betray the white race. But it is people coming with these wise-ass arguments. They are the ones who've caused mayhem for everybody. They are the ones who've turned this world into the chaotic hell that it is becoming. And this hell is breaking out all across the world. And look who's sitting behind it. It's people who came with this kind of junk argument. It's these fools. And it's idiots like Oprah Winfrey, who was doing stuff, and in one of her shows, she was putting people in different seats according to their eye color. And then she tried to use that as an example of how this would damage the blacks and how our behavior. Giving the basic guilt trip against whites as usual. And all this guilt trip rubbish. All that's happened is that in the end, whites were right. And all these others are just a bunch of wise-ass liars. So you must be careful about some things and take science a bit more seriously. And don't just come here and say, oh, it's the color of a person's skin. If that's what you're saying, that shows that you know nothing. Go study some of your science and catch up on it before you come and you start using arguments like that. And yes, sure, maybe there is judgment, maybe there's a life after this, but maybe not, hey? Maybe not as well. Also add that into your calculations. And if there isn't, then what has happened in this world? Then there's been absolute mayhem and no justice. I think before we leave this earth, we must make sure that there's some justice here, hey? I've been seeing lots and lots of dead whites everywhere. Whites in South Africa have died by the tens of thousands. Some of them even tortured to death. And it all comes from this kind of junk talk. My view is that whites shouldn't listen to anybody else. We should listen to ourselves, take control of our science and our engineering, kick everybody else out, and stick with the things that work for us. Don't come here and now start talking other nonsense and listening to other people. Some guy from Tibet or Pakistan or India, he knows more. When I was young and stupid, I did this kind of thing. I went and I studied somebody who claimed to come from Tibet, and I wanted to know what did the Indians and the Buddhists know. Now I know that they know nothing, that there was nothing they could teach me, that in fact all the knowledge I needed was right there in front of my face all along, and it came from whites, white history, white science, white experience. I'd go so far as to say that white people should only spend their time talking to other white people and agreeing with other white people what we should do. And that should be the end of it. That should really be the end of it. And when somebody else comes and says, oh, you know, I manage to talk to God every Thursday. Every Thursday, God comes and talks to me. Then you say to him, shut your mouth and bugger off. I'm not interested in what you are claiming here. If we can't reproduce that in our experiments, then you bugger off. Go away. And listen to reason and experience and logic from our actual history. From our actual history. And don't come here and start telling us, oh, this isn't so, that isn't so. Our history is fine. Our history has told us many things. Between our science and our history and our engineering, we have absolutely everything that we need to know. We don't need to go and, oh, you know what, I forgot. I didn't go and consult that bushman who's living in the south of Botswana. Yes, sorry, I got to jump on a plane, go consult him. Because maybe God told him something. No, God didn't tell him bugger all. We, white people, we have enough knowledge and enough methods by which we can arrive at knowledge accurately that we don't need to consult anyone else. No, we don't need to find out how the feelings of somebody in the Maasai tribe in Kenya are. No, we actually don't need to know that. We can actually make lots and lots of decisions all by ourselves and they'll be completely correct and we'll come up with good, solid stuff that will work. Our civilization is the civilization that everybody else is climbing onto and is busy trying to get their dirty hands into and to steal everything from us. So whites should start regaining some faith in whites and white history and white knowledge and white experience. And we say that we only believe in something if we can reproduce it. And we can do things, we can build certain things, we can achieve certain things. These are things we know we can do. We don't have to pray for them. We don't have to beg for them. We have the tools and the brain power to do these things. Now, whether you want to say God gave us the brains to do that, fine. If that's what makes you happy, then you can believe that. But the bottom line is that in this world, for us to be functional in this world, we have to look at the things of this world and understand it clearly. The more I look at the collective experience of the whites of Europe, the whites of America, the whites of Australia, the whites of Africa, even the whites who managed to live in South America, the more I look at our collective experience, we've all seen and come across all the same things. We should all be working as Team White, and we should only concern ourselves with the actual knowledge of Team White and the actual facts that we can establish. All these other people who come with their stories and their other verbal histories and what have you, if we can't prove it, then we just ignore their junk. Because 9 times out of 10, history will prove us right that in fact it was junk. And I know that when I was younger, they would say, oh, the blacks say this and another black says that. And, oh, maybe the black knows. You know what? What has history shown? The black knows nothing. So don't listen to all these other people and their supposed knowledge. If it wasn't something that came from white people and white people didn't go and check the facts and look at things properly, then ignore all this other junk. I've listened to all this liberal feel-good crap for a long time. And for many years, my Jewish and liberal pals were busy telling me this and telling me that, telling me how wrong I was, educating me in the right way, which turned out to have zero functional value and zero results. Absolute garbage. So be careful who you listen to and rather deal with white people. Rather think with your fellow whites. Plan with your fellow whites. That's what we must do. Ignore everything else. So that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Have a lovely day and take care of yourselves. We'll be chatting again soon. And ignore our stupid enemies and other idiots who are trying to tell us we're wrong. Fuck them. They don't know what they're talking about.